Oh, and Shooter McGavin just tweeted at me, happy birthday.
The Shooter,
Shooter
McGavin.
Baby. Wow.
Shooter.
I tweeted him back. I said, thank you very much, Shooter. My dad just texted me, though. He wants me to meet him on the ninth green at 9. Told me to wear something nice. I don't know what that means. Find out tonight. He's not much of a golfer either, so I don't know what's going to happen. You said you're worried about Happy Gilmore, too. Why?
Sequels tend to disappoint, especially when there's been like a massive gap between the movies.
I'm gonna
watch it. I'm looking forward to it, but I am preparing to be disappointed.
No, I see. I used to feel the same way you did. You do. I feel differently now because
like
I've seen so many
another Spaceballs movie. Why?
But I've seen so many remakes that are bad.
Yeah.
That I don't want to see. I don't care about sequels now, and especially you know what? I used to be a big critic of Adam Sandler in like the mid, like right before like The Station started, like then like as The Station started because of like
you're
the Netflix movies.
You're talking post-Happy Gilmore,
yeah,
Billy
yeah.
Madison.
Oh, God, yes, right, yeah. Of course. I mean, because I'm sitting there going, man, you made these great movies. What are you doing? And then I realized it's like...
You get into the romantic comedy stuff.
But when I'm...
stuff.
Careful. I'm like, yeah, he's just assing off with his buddies now. And like I saw like Hubie Halloween... It's a little bit too long. Could have cut out a half hour of it, but I'm like, nah, it's cute. Fine. Have
Uncut
fun.
Gems was
and
really good.
Uncut Gems is amazing. You can't really rewatch it. It's only like a one timer
because
it's so chaotic. That's an amazing movie. I loved Uncut Gems. Kevin Garnett's a much better actor than you think he'd be. What?
Except for them trying to convince me that he was still in the NBA.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's kind of past you now, Kev, but. I wouldn't say that to his face. So.
Hubie Halloween was great. I thought it was good. I'm looking forward to it. I don't think it can be bad.
I heard a podcast with Julie Bowen the other day, and she was talking about the amount of, there were so many people in the movie that she didn't even get to meet all of the famous like guest stars.
The
that
cameos.
Are,
wow.
Yes.
I'm a millennial. Millennials are the most nostalgic generation because they grew up with the most money. But you know, most well off,
most access to,
yeah, most access to all those things. And so if you're bringing the band back together, like, you know, I know Apollo ain't going to be there, but still, if you're bringing the band back together, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to enjoy this. I don't know where the story's going to go.
The Beverly Hills Cop one, that the Netflix movie they did, the Axel F or whatever, that was pretty good.
Yeah. See, I didn't even see that one.
It was fun. I mean, it wasn't as good as the original trilogy, but it was a fun movie.
Yeah.
It was nostalgic.
Yeah, I'll watch, but I will be
Top
there.
Top Gun Maverick was really good.
I finally saw that. I tend to wait and let let the dust settle because I want to really look forward to it. And I saw that, and I thought that was sensational.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Now they're going to make another one.
Well, if they make I want to make a Days of Thunder 2.
They are making one. I thought.
Well, they're talking about it, and they like Jeff Gordon saying he wants to do it because you know it was Hendrick who gave him all the cars for the first movie, and of course that was a long time ago. You ain't got Don Simpson anymore. Go look up that biography. 216-474-0092. Liam and Clue. We're not doing coming in hot today, especially today of all days.
Oh, why is that, Ken?
And big thanks to Trent McGill as well, who sent me a nice happy birthday there. It's his birthday too.
Guy.
Happy birthday, Trent.
It's my sister's birthday today, too.
Happy birthday to Sissy. Liam, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Let me have
Happy birthday, Ken, to start off.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
I was on my way to work, but if I wasn't on my way to work, I'd buy you a cake and bring it there.
Well, just buy yourself a cake and eat it.
Well, that is fair, but I wanted to get back to that Steelers and Browns part.
Yes, please.
If the Browns were versus the Steelers, I would think that if Aaron Rodgers and Myles Garrett were looking at each other, I think Myles Garrett should give him the most taunting face in the world.
Well, I don't know if Myles Garrett... I'll tell you this, Liam, and I got to get another thing in here that I kept teasing I was going to do, Liam, and thank you very much for the call, and thank you for the kind words. I saw a painting yesterday of the Myles Garrett. Somebody made a painting of Myles Garrett swinging the helmet at Mason Rudolph. I don't know. Just sack Aaron Rodgers and move on. The NFL is probably still a little bit tight about that whole thing. That's one thing that Myles probably should just do. Everybody else, they can dance, they can sing, they can waltz, they can conga if they want to, but I don't know if Myles should do any of that. But by the way, I had a lot of people chiming in yesterday, and now my phone's just, I hate you guys. Thank you very much. A lot of people chiming in yesterday because, you know, we kind of got to get our ducks in a row here, what the season would be, what the Browns would do. it's hard for me to say or to believe that it's a tank season. And hold on, let me tell you why. Because of some of the other moves that they've made. And because of what's really at stake. And I know that he doesn't start the season on the hot seat, Kevin, or Andrew, but we know that things change very quickly in the NFL. And I think they have to put their best foot forward. Problem is, and try to win football games. Problem is that with the other moves that they've made, with the lack that they have in other position groups, and in some position groups, including, let's call it quarterback right now, there's just four question marks sitting there. And some have higher ceilings than the other. Can I say that this season's an all-in season? So I think for a lot of fans, you know, when they say, Ken, you're either growing or you're dying, it's hard for me to rip on you and say that that's silly or anything like that. I think that you're looking for a goal, and they're unclear about their goals right now. You sign Myles Garrett to the big extension. You keep Greg Newsom, okay? You have these folks that you've kept that would tell you that you try to win. Then they let go of Obo Okoronkwo, and I have people saying, Ken, it's a tank year. You can't be surprised. I go, I'm not surprised by it. But when I say, hey, they really like Isaiah McGuire. Why do they like Isaiah McGuire? Because he's shown a whole lot and he's young. Ah, Ken, youth. Well, where have they done the youth thing before? That's right, 2016 and 17. So the only thing we can do is go in a circular conversation about whether or not that they're in a tank year, because you want the season to stand for something. You're either going for it or you're not going for it. And with those two first-round picks next year, what's that tell you? They're planning for the future. So sometimes I get addicted to the argument myself. And I got to realize that, hey, there's things that they've done. It's not a defense of them. There's things that they've done that would tell you that they are not trying to win this year. That this year is not supposed to be about winning. That it's supposed to be about the future. It's supposed to be about investment. It's supposed to be about another year getting out of you-know-whose contract. Like, that's what a lot of that shows. But when they make some of the other moves that they've made and some of the commitments that they've made to some of the older guys and bring even talking Joel, and not talking him to coming back, but really wanting him to come back and him coming back, what do you stand for? Because you would go, well, let's let Zach Zinter play then. If Joel's going to retire and go through a three-win season. So there's so many things that they do that contradict the thing that they did before. I could sit there and I could give you all types of arguments about Isaiah McGuire, but you're not going to believe that until he actually goes out there and does it. Same thing for Alex Wright, who's been hurt over the first few years of his career. If I give you a bunch of arguments for what these guys are going to do, you're going to go, yeah, it sounds a lot like they're trying to see who they have for the future. Not for what they have for the right now. That's an impossible argument for me to make against him. It makes it very, very difficult. So the whole tank conversation, it's not where you guys need to understand something. It's where I need to understand that half of you, at least, who believe that this is going to be a tank, half of you who believe that, hey, they really should be trying to win football games to save this entire theory of what they're trying to do as a football team, and they should do that. I have to respect those opinions. I have to respect a tanking opinion. I have to respect the one I want, which is that I want them to try to go out there and win so you can keep all these guys around, because you can't guarantee what's going to happen for the future there. And plus, I want those guys, those young quarterbacks, to earn their spot to play for this football team, not just be thrown out there because we just got to take a look at what they are, because I want the football team around them to play hard throughout all four quarters and actually have a chance to win. I want them to play for something instead of just, hey, we're just trying to have like an advanced practice in December.
They're trying to thread the needle.
And it's
between youth, getting younger, while also at the same time trying to win. Not easy to do.
Ken, you let me taunt you earlier, right?
Yeah, do you want me to go this? I think you want to play something, but I got somebody here. Hello.
Kenny, what is up, my man?
So wait a minute. That doesn't sound like Keith at all.
It wasn't him.
I want to call in and wish happy birthday to Ken's dog. Ken's dog is a wonderful father, a great friend, a multi-time Emmy Award-winning television personality, and kind of handsome guy. Also, Daryl is not dangerous. Owen is a good man. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a great 4th of July. Go Browns.
Thank you, Keith. It said Keith on Mackinac Island. I assumed it was Keith Britton. I'm sorry.
I had something to taunt you with. I got something So a bit of audio in over here.
Do you?
I wanted to taunt you, but
finish it off.
It hit me in the heart, really hard.
Oh, so. God. Have a wonderful Tall Boy Friday. Don't play it then.
Oh, I'm playing.
Don't play it.
This, for anyone that doesn't know, this is Big Kenny.
Oh, no. No, I'm playing it. No.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kenny. Happy birthday to you. Love you, kiddo. Enjoy your day.